This is Treasure the Moment. Arguably the best filly in the land. In any other year, it wouldn't even be a debate. But this crop of fillies has a generational feel.
And Lady Shenandoah won the Group 1 Kilmore. Aliana, different class.
She wasn't born into headlines, but into a system designed to give the best athletes the best chance. And that system has set the bar for her as high as it gets in the world of thoroughbreds.
Best, fiercest steeder by 7 lengths.
She's won her last 7 in a row. And the most striking thing is how effortlessly she does it. Her biggest test comes this Saturday as she attempts to become the first filly in 20 years to claim the VRC Australian Oaks Double. This is a story of a filly rising through the ranks and the people behind her. A family-run stable, an overnight success, 25 years in the making. And just as the horse of a lifetime arrives to Team Lurie, another emerges, one with even greater financial upside, because fortune favours the brave. This is about the quiet moments before the gates fly and the thunder that follows. We're here to tell their story, to follow her journey, and to treasure the moment. Welcome to The Punt Breaking Dawn with Treasure the Moment.
Easier than that.
And so today's Wednesday, so what, we're 4 days out from the Oaks on Saturday, and she's doing her last piece of fast work. What will she do this morning?
She's working over 1,200, coming up the last 400 metres.
Yes.
It'll be fairly contained.
Yep.
She doesn't need a gut bust or anything like that. She raced a week and a day ago over 2,000 metres in a heavy track. That's a big enough workout as it is. So today will just be a bit of a open up the airways, huff and puff.
Yep.
And then she'll be all set to go.
And Jack's riding her today, Jack Lake?
Yeah, Jack has done her fast work while we've been up here.
Yes.
So Matt's ridden her for all her slow work, and then Jack has jumped on for a bit of the fast work for both our horses. So.
Yeah. Is that why she's so good? She's got to like bat around in all her work?
What are you saying? It's like weight training.
Yeah. Well, in that way, he's got to be 80 kilos or something, isn't
he? Yeah, that might be kind. She's certainly the best horse we've had. To watch her progression last year was just incredible.
Like,
we always thought and had a really big opinion of her, even as a two-year-old. We just thought she had so much class.
Yes.
But you could never have imagined she would now be going for her third Group 1.
And when it rains, it pours, because Treasure the Moment would be enough for any trainer, but you've got Vinrock as well now.
He's
a beast.
Yeah, he's incredible. He's just a ready-born racing machine.
Yes.
You know, he does everything you want. He can be a bit of a lad, and that's why Matt rides him, but he's got a good brain. He eats. He's hard.
Yes.
He's tough, and he's competitive. So couldn't really ask for much more in a racehorse.
We saw that on Saturday, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah. We still are watching the replay. I think we're going to wear it out.
Yeah.
No, but to watch a two-year-old that's unseasoned be able to come up the rail like that against seasoned two-year-olds, it was, something really special. So she just had a bit of a trot and canter before. Warm up.
Yep. Get the blood flowing.
Yeah.
And now she's off.
Yeah. She always strikes off on her left leg.
Okay.
I think her last run just brought her on a little bit again. She was pretty keen today during the Ravens, just wanting to get on with it. But she came back, she settled, was nice and strong on the bit. And she wanted to pick up in the 600 and really get going. So
yeah, that's just it.
Hold on to her a little bit again, and a little bit of rain about. And she actually felt like she handled the rain and the track a bit better than she had when I took her last time. But she's going super, Matt. Very happy.
How was she out there, mate?
She was good. Only the second time I've ridden her. I galloped her before She won the Vinery, and her work today was as good, if not maybe a little bit better than what it was before the Vinery, so she's going well.
Cool. And you're up here with Magic Time, who's behind us?
Yeah, I've been up here with Magic Time now, probably been up here for about 8 weeks. She's been very consistent and enjoyed the time travelling with her.
And pretty obvious question, but when you jump on horses like Treasure of the Moment and Magic Time, is it instantly a different feeling?
It is, but also to go with that, they're probably just a lot more intelligent as well. They just only focus on the things that good horses do, and that's just performing to their best, and it's pretty obvious when they just don't do anything wrong, whether it be in the track work or race day. They're just very professional, I suppose, the same as you know, you're good athletes in all sports. They just don't make mistakes.
So we're here with Vinrock. Interesting story buying him. So if a lot of I'm Invincible Colts sell for millions and millions of dollars, and you guys picked him up for, you know, ironically, a pretty cheap amount, $300,000. Yeah. And you did it on spec, so you took a big risk.
Yeah, it was still expensive.
Yeah.
Matt still comes home and says, I bought a horse, $300,000, and I'm like, what?
Yeah. but fortune favours the brave, hey, and it's paid off pretty well.
Yeah, no, so Matt had him pegged as about $500,000 horse, and we only wanted to spend like $250,000, $300,000. So he was our upper limit for that sale. And when he passed in, we ran back down, got him vetted very quickly.
Yep.
We took him off the vetting list because we thought, what's the point of wasting a couple hundred bucks?
Yeah, right. Wow. And what did he pass in for?
He passed in at $300,000, and that was the reserve. So he didn't get a bid.
Okay. And then you went down and decided to pay $300,000?
Yeah. We still had 50% of him. He was still on the website until the end of January.
Right. Wow.
And we had 50% at that point. So we sold down a bit. Carried a fair bit of him for most of the year.
Yeah,
so.
And then you've still got a decent amount left as well.
Yeah, well, we didn't want to get rid of all of him.
Yeah.
We knew he was good.
Yeah, and he's got the potential to make a big difference to your guys' lives.
Yeah, very big.
Yeah.
So we'll just wait and see what happens there. And
yeah, very good. And your background, you've obviously been in racing all your life. Your father's a trainer.
Yeah, I think as daughter of a trainer, you start strapping at 14. I think you can get your strapper's license at 14 and 10 months, and I'm pretty sure I was exactly 14 and 10 months.
Yeah.
Free labour.
And you're a lawyer as well, is that right?
Yes, I am. Moonshine. Yeah.
Anything you can't do?
I took a couple of weeks off.
Yeah. Working holiday.
A working holiday. I know. I might have to actually go on a proper holiday after this.
You will. You'll be able to go on a nice one.
3:45 a.m. mornings. Not conducive to too many holidays.
Certainly jolted all of us this morning when the alarm went off. 3:40 a.m. I'd never felt anything like, I felt like I'd been punched. How will you be on Saturday? Nervous?
Yeah, I think there always comes a little bit of nerves with it, but you know that she's going to go out and try her best. So I think you've just got to, at the end of the day, leave it up to her and Damien, and she's gonna put her heart on the line.
And do you feel like Matt's feeling the expectation a bit now that, you know, he's got a really good one and everyone's watching and the whole industry's excited by her?
Yeah, we were quite nervous before the Vinery,
yeah,
predominantly because of the ground, and that was such an unknown. I think there is a lot of pressure that comes with the picket fence, but at the end of the day, they're also horses.
Mm.
Like, we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know how they're feeling other than what we can see and kind of sense ourselves. So I think you can only do so much. Get her to the race as healthy and as fit as possible, and then let the racing gods do the rest.
A year in racing is a really long time. Like, if we go back a year ago, you had Coleman, really exciting colt. Things didn't turn out well with that. But, you know, we look forward and not back. And then a year later, you've got arguably the best three-year-old filly in the land and arguably the best two-year-old colt in the land. So, things can change pretty quickly in this game, can't they?
Yeah, at the time he was sort of the number one seed in our stable, and you know, she just looked like a nice sort of, you know, progressive filly we thought would be, you know, sort of city class sort of thing. Had no idea, you know, what sort of height she was going to scale. So, lost one, but you know, we've got a star in replacement.
I was looking back at her runs, and I guess the time when like the industry were like, wow, this thing's pretty serious, was in the Wakeful, because you got Powers of Opal's favourite, everyone wanted to be on Powers of Opal, thought it'd just go on and win the Oaks, and you guys came out and just dominated, because I think the start before Caulfield, you sort of half fell in, but and how were you going to the Wakeful? Were you really confident, or were you kind of blown away by how good she was that day?
Yeah, you're right. The Caulfield, she just sort of fell in, but it was a really tough effort.
Yep.
It almost looked like she didn't really handle it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a big enough track itself, Caulfield. But following that, I was very confident going to Flemington. I just thought that track was really going to suit her. And, you know, as it turned out, she just romped in.
Yeah.
And she's never looked back.
Vinrock, he's come along super quickly. What's the story behind him?
Yeah, he's a horse I purchased at the Premier Sales, and just thought he was a lovely, big, strong colt. A bit bigger than some of the Vinnies I've sort of come across, but he really stood out to me, and we were able to get hold of him. And as soon as we sort of started our work, you know, following breaking in, you could kind of feel that he was quite a nice horse. I still ride a little bit of slow work, you know, I've been riding my whole life, And even though I'm a little bit bigger, I still like to sort of have a bit of a feel of their action and how they, you know, work underneath you, how they feel. And, you know, you could kind of tell that, you know, he had a nice way of going pretty early on. But, yeah, he's on the bigger side, but he wasn't sort of strung out. He was sort of, you know, just a nice package.
You don't want him to get too big, do you? If colts get too big.
Well, not necessarily as far as weight-wise, but just in his length and body. Sometimes when they're really big and leggy and long, they just take a while to sort of really, you know, handle themselves. He wasn't like that. And, you know, he trialled up quite well in his first prep. We give him a few trials and sort of ummed and ahed about running him. I thought we could run him, but at that stage they were all sort of 1,000 metre races, and we thought, well, you know, we're probably not going to be winning those. So we just put him away, and he came back, and you know, we just thought he was a nice sort of 7-8 furlong horse. That was always the plan, to sort of try and get him to these races.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's just it's good when a long range plan comes off.
Yeah, and he's obviously gone in the paddock now, so you just thought time to put him away.
Yeah,
undefeated group one, two.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, on a personal note, it would be great to try and knock off another group one. He would have been a hell of a chance next weekend. But just felt that on a commercial sort of point of view, that it wasn't going to change him too much, at, you know, from what he's achieved, and should he get knocked off, or he's come to the end of his prep, he just lose that tag of being an unbeaten, you know, 2-year-old.
There's more downside than upside.
I think that's, you know, was very important to try and protect.
Yep.
Look, at the end of the day, done an enormous job.
Yeah.
And he's back home now.
And we're here to talk about trees at the moment mostly, but would you say Vinrock's the horse that you've been waiting for, or you know, trying to get all your life? I mean, it's what everyone's trying to do, isn't it? Get like a well-bred group one winning 2-year-old colt.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just sort of the dream to buy a colt in a group one and then, you know, watch them go off to stud. I mean, it can get you a long way in front.
Yeah.
We've been able to do it with Portland Sky, you know, and now this bloke. So, you know, feel pretty lucky to have struck two nice horses.
I'm a punter, and I'm sure you're a punter as well, but I sort of grew up working as a clerk on the tracks, and one thing that a lot of the sort of older heads would always say to me is that you can't just survive on Clark's wages, you got to have a go, you got to have a bet. And I feel that sort of is the same with you in training, is that, you know, you can't really get anywhere just on training wages and prize money and stuff. And so you got to try and do the trade. And have you been pretty involved in trading horses?
Yeah, well, we sold plenty. I mean, a lot of us trainers, you know, do that stuff. But
do you have to do it though? Do you feel like you have to do it to get ahead?
Yeah, kind of do. So when you get these opportunities, you just got to take them. But yeah, we've had some good luck. We sold a few horses overseas. You know, we had Prince of Sussex early on, won the show down. He was quite a good horse. A few others, and the most recent one was Archo Nacho. And, you know, he was a a pretty cheap buy, and he did a good job for us, and you know, he's been sold over there and won a few races. So yeah, it does help pay the bills, that's for sure.
And so moving to today, have you had time to sit down and do the form for the Oaks today?
Look, with her, just what's the point, you know?
Leave it up to D-Lane.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how much speed is in the race today, but ultimately we just sit back and let Damien, decide as they leave the gates. She's clearly the best filly in the country at the moment, and yeah, hopefully we've got her here just for one more run.
Yeah.
It'd be wonderful to finish off the prep with an unbeaten record.
Yeah.
I had a ride on her this morning, just a slow lap, and she feels, you know, very bright and free, and feels like a very happy horse.
Ready to go. And so how do you pass the time for the rest of the day? You nervous or...?
I will be, because, you know, she's so short, and it's just expected that she will win. Mm. And ultimately, it's a horse race, so anything can happen. But, I'll be, you know, if it goes our way, I'll more likely enjoy it later.
Yeah.
Probably right then and there. But, we've got to get our stuff packed and ready and get ready to sort of get home in the next couple of days.
So you're back home after this, are you?
Yeah, I think so. I've just sort of made...
See how the party goes tonight if there is one. I know this is probably a question you don't want right now, but I heard you in another interview saying that you probably think she's up to weight for age in the spring. So would you probably poke around at the weight for age level?
Oh, I'd love to give her the opportunity. Yep. And, dreamed of having a runner in a Cox Plate possibly one day. So, you know, perhaps she returns following a break and she gives us that feeling and we could head in that direction.
Yeah, and Vinrock?
Everything will be geared towards getting to the Golden Rose.
Yep.
And then following that, we'll sort of be able to decide which way we go.
The size of your stable, would you like to scale it up, or are you pretty happy the level it's at?
I think we could do a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't have any aspirations to sort of have hundreds in work, you know.
Yeah.
That's a new league, you know, and takes a hell of a lot to manage. But no doubt we'll get a bit more support, and we'll embrace it.
What's the one race on the Australian calendar that you want to win most?
Look, I think any Group One is fantastic, but Cox Plate probably for me. I mean, obviously that track's going to change, you know, in the future. But from the races over the years, just the theatre of it is it's very captivating.
Sam was about the first out. Treasure the Moment right there. Like a Lucy holding a spot. Ella Hazel's going forward. So Sun and Sand three in front at the mile mark from Ella Hazel. Then Treasure the Moment going to third on the outside of Yu Wanga. And like a Lucy, McDonald got in now. And he's right on the coattails of the hot favourite. Treasure the Moment brilliantly positioned, followed by Belle de Teller. And like a Lucy, now McDonald starts to rev her up a little bit, and she's peeling wider coming to the turn. Sun and Sand shows the way by length and a half to Ella Hazel, Yu Wanga. Now Treasure the Moment in the white cap is four out, and five out is like a Lucy, making a good strong run into the straight now. Sun and Sand shows the way by a length or so on Yu Wanga. Treasure the Moment, like a Lucy, Ella Hazel is still there. 2:50 to go, Sun and Sand and Yu Wanga. Treasure the Moment and like a Lucy, they're both starting to knuckle down now. In the centre, Treasure the Moment, she's really lifting. Sun and Sand in front, but Treasure the Moment captures the moment. Another big win, claiming the Oaks double. Treasure the Moment knocked off Sun and Sand. You wang it like a Lucy.
Well, she
She's turned defeat into victory here today because that was a very hard watch. Matt Laurie's heart, I'm watching him here now. His heart's beating at 100 miles an hour. He can breathe a sigh of relief, but that wasn't easy. Ronnie, they've never gone slower. They were flat out breaking 14s there for every 200 metres. They walked. It was a sprint home, and two roughies have given the top filly in the land a real fright. Because I saw you tapping your heart there a couple of times when they hit the line. That was hard to watch.
It was, and you know, I was pretty nervous about today. I mean, small field, and you know, often they can be a bit kind of messy. It was sort of slow to watch. He was didn't have a great deal of cover at times. Was on the wrong lead, and then they all came, you know, off the turn, and you know, she was under siege, and you know, we haven't seen that for a while, and to see her dig deep in the concluding stage is just incredible effort, and I couldn't be prouder of the horse and the team that have helped me get her to this point. I'm obviously just a bit emotional about really the last few months.
Can you put this fortnight into perspective in your career? You come up here with two horses and what they've done.
Yes, so you have a plan, and you know, you expect things to not quite go the way you dream. So, you know, to have it work out the way it has for us, just unbelievable. You know, not only with Treasure, I mean, we had four races mapped out for her to win. Every one of them's amazing. And you know, we did bring up Vin Rock, thinking we had a very high class colt, but to land all three was what do you say?
Yeah, she's a beauty. She's a pleasure to ride. She got me out a bit of a sticky spot there from the top of the straight. The leader really sprinted well. Probably give it a bit too much leeway and had a bit of ground to make up. So, yeah, she knuckled down when it counted, and just those real good special horses just find a way.
It's incredible. That last 50 metres was just exhilarating. We really committed ourselves to come up here about a month ago, get them settled in, and these two races, or these three races that our horses have been in, it was a plan put on a piece of paper back in January, and it's just incredible that each one has ticked all of the boxes. She's 4 for 4 and he's 3 for 3. I don't think it hasn't set in yet. I think we'll get home next week and it'll all hit home, and I think that'll be probably quite emotional when we get home, because we've just been trying to one foot after the other get everything done. But next week will be, yeah, it'll hit home.
Looked like he hit a bit of a flat spot there.
Yeah,
but she's fighting.
Got to get past the leaders.
Yu Wang fence. Treasure the moment, and like a Lucy, they're both starting. Trying.
Knuckling down. Gonna, come on, not Treasure. She's really come on, Treasure.
For the punters.
Come on, Treasure.
Well done. Yeah. The Lorries.
You're back. The curse has been lifted.
Get
on your couch.
How good's that?
Get on your mat.
How good is that?
That's fantastic.
Cheers.
Lovely people. Good on them.